At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today, I want to talk to you about headphones. When I first started podcasting all the way back in 2012, headphones were absolutely a requirement. Also a requirement, having all of your guests record their audio separately or using an app like Ecamm Call Recorder on Skype, which was not great. It definitely led to low quality shows, which is why I feel, at least, my show that I launched in 2016 took off, because I was a stickler for quality. Now in 2025, I've been getting more pushback from podcasters and guests about wearing headphones. And I will tell you straight up, I'm not burying the lead here. If a guest is not wearing headphones, I will not record with them. I don't care that Riverside or Squadcast or whatever has the echo cancellation. I don't care if we're recording on Zoom, which I don't record on Zoom, but that they do the echo cancellation thing. Headphones are still a requirement for me. And I think if you care about quality, which you should, especially now, then headphones should be your requirement. So first of all, why should you care about quality now? We have Riverside, we have Descript, we have apps like Adobe Podcasts and Descript that can make crappy microphones sound like good studio microphones. But here's the thing. Fixing audio and software is not as good as getting the cleanest audio possible. And I know this because I've gone on podcasts as a guest where we've recorded with Riverside, and you hear how I sound right now. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but my audio is amazing. I have a great microphone going into a great interface. I have a great recording environment. I always wear headphones. But the end result for some of these podcasts is me sounding worse. And the New Yorker in me, who always assumes malice, figures, oh, well, they just want the guest to sound worse than the host, which is insane. That's too much effort, right? What's actually happening is they're running it through Descript or whatever magic editing thing they do. And the effects that they apply actually make my audio worse, not better, because they're not giving it to an audio engineer. They're just throwing it through some app, right? Or just combining and cleaning up, quote unquote. And so you'll have like dropped sounds, or you'll have like this weird artifact that shows up sometimes because they didn't properly do noise removal, or they did noise removal on noise that wasn't actually there. So why am I telling you all of this? Because when you use something like echo cancellation, and that's the other thing that they could have done, right? They could have been using echo cancellation in Riverside, even though I'm wearing headphones. So the echo cancellation was not necessary. The software is then looking for stuff to remove, and when it can't find anything, it does non-deterministic things. Non-deterministic is a programming term for you can't predict what it does. Large language models are non-deterministic. I don't care what the AI quote-unquote experts will tell you. You cannot predict how an AI will respond to you. Just go ask Elon Musk and Grok. So when you apply those filters, if they are not necessary, they will make the audio worse. If they are necessary, they're going to do things to the audio that you may not predict or want. And so when you record your podcast, you should always wear headphones because you don't want the guest's audio creeping into your microphone, and vice versa, right? you want your guests to wear headphones, even if you're recording over Riverside or whatever, and it has that echo cancellation. Because nothing is better than the raw, unaffected analog sound. You can take that and you can fix it in an app like Logic Pro, or you can give it to an editor or an audio engineer, and they can pull all the right levers, the correct levers, to actually fix the thing that you're trying to fix. But if you're just kind of wholesale applying, you know, it's like if you decide, oh, we're going to paint the entire house gray, even if like the sunroom should be light blue. Or we're going to make a bunch of different lunches for all the kids, but we're going to spray ketchup on all of it. Right? Like, great. Ketchup on hamburgers is fine. Ketchup on pizza is an abomination. Don't at me on that. So like you're doing with a sledgehammer what you should do with something more surgical, right? I think that you're using a hacksaw when you should be using a surgical knife or whatever. So headphones prevent that. Headphones will ensure that you get the best possible quality from your audio that is not affected by any software that you don't have a direct hand in fixing. And I'm not saying don't apply fixes, right? I'm recording this in Logic Pro, and I do have a compressor, but it's a hardware-based compressor, right? And which is like a noise gate. It's like the opposite of a noise gate. I'm not an audio engineer, so I'm not going to be able to tactfully describe this, but it's basically like, if there is a sound below a certain decibel, it's gonna ignore it, essentially. And I am doing that in hardware. I'm not doing it in software where you can get false positives. What I'm doing in software is I'm using audio effect from Isotope, I-Z is how, I'll link it in the description, for breath control and mouth sounds, because I can't stand mouth sounds. So I don't like listening back to my audio with mouth sounds. And so, I have like a de-clicking filter on there. But I'm very surgical about how it's applied, and it's only applied to my audio. When I have a guest, I don't touch that. I give my editor both, and he handles it because he knows what is a light touch and what's too heavy-handed. So the point is, in 2025, this is not an editing episode because I hate editing. I don't do a lot of editing myself. I do when I have to, but I don't like doing a lot of editing myself. This is about headphones. And so should you, as a podcaster, use headphones in 2025? Yes. Should your guests? Yes. That is going to ensure that you get the most clear, unopinionated audio you can possibly get. Because then Riverside or Descript or Zoom or whatever is not applying their filters, which have been applied for a very specific reason, right? They have made assumptions about how people are using their software, and their filters are going to execute those assumptions. Whereas if you're using headphones and you turn off echo cancellation or whatever audio filters are in Zoom, there are no assumptions. So you can understand the environment the person is recording in, you can hear the issues, and you can fix them later. But also headphones ensure that you don't have to fix as much, right? When I recorded in person, this was a problem. Obviously, we had two microphones, but we were too close to each other. And we weren't using headphone monitors. So I could hear myself on my guest's microphone and vice versa. That's just the name of the game when you're recording in person, I assume. I don't record in person that often, but we were using Kit Studios, which was great. But like, I didn't understand any of that going in. And so we did just use the combined audio there. But again, we were in person. It was the same environment. We were using the same we were each using the same microphone, like separate microphones, but they were the same. And so, you know, there are the environment's going to matter, and getting the most unopinionated audio is going to ensure that you can get the best edit possible. All right, that's it for this episode of Streamlined Podcaster. Let me know right over at streamlinedfeedback.com if you use headphones or have strong opinions about not using headphones. I will tell you, like, somebody, there was, this happened one time, a dude got onto Riverside, was not using, he was using the built-in microphone, he was not wearing headphones, and I said, you need headphones, and he said, I don't have headphones. And I said, I find that hard to believe, but if that is true, we cannot record. Because on the form that you filled out to come on this show, you said you were going to record in a quiet place, use the best microphone you can, and wear headphones. And he was floored that I said this interview wasn't happening. But it's that important to me. So let me know. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm right. Streamlinedfeedback.com. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.